Well, Natalia Molina is teaching our writing workshop class for our master's thesis, and she went to the ASA in Oakland last weekend, and she came back and said that she had some program stuff for me. She's like, Angie, people are talking about this. People are talking about indigeneity and stuff. And, you know, Andrea Smith actually told me to come to that because there was a panel with Audra Simpson, who I'm reading her dissertation. It's so interesting. I didn't bring it today. But and other, I mean, she said there's a lot of Native American women scholars and activists there. But I noticed there were a few panels and that they were at the same time, too. But anyway, I didn't get a chance to go. But I am excited to know that just are talking about it. Just, you know, it comes up in class and I go off and we talk. And Talia's like, well, we had this faculty meeting, but I didn't understand why we changed or what we were talking about when we were changing the vision statement. I don't understand why indigeneity is important. I mean, she was honest about it. And so she's like, just what you've said has helped me to, you know, to see why it is important. And but she said, is your cohort's keyed into this? Because we talk about it all the time. In fact, Long Bui was saying he wanted to write a paper for the conference on why indigeneity matters to Asian Americans.
This is good because it matters to everybody.
But just our conversations are, people are talking, people are noticing what they wouldn't have noticed before, and it's great. You know, that change can happen through, we think we're just talking, and now we have this, you know, podcast we're doing, but really, like, it's moving. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's not the revolution, but it's moving.
Right.
We have an effect.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, I guess we're going to just pause this part of the conversation for now, but I do want to say that we're doing this podcast from my kitchen table in my graduate student housing apartment.
It's lovely.
And all the children are outside, so if you hear noise in the background, that's why. And then when I talk, I get excited and pound on the table. And sometimes we have to breathe, you know. So this is part of the Indigenous experience, keeping it real and informal and honest. And we appreciate this conversation with you.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.